a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Push some of that nasty air out, so we'll look for a high of 39. Only a 10% chance those clouds will bring any more precipitation. We'll save that for the weekend, and we'll tell you more about that in the 7 day. Right now, 37 degrees downtown at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Time for the KSL In-Depth Hour on the biggest stories of the day. Brought to you on the KSL News Radio app by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio presents the In-Depth Hour, starting now.
It is 8 o'clock, the hour we go more in depth on the biggest stories of the day. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. The House Judiciary Committee is holding an impeachment hearing right now.
A protester was taken out at the very beginning of what's expected to be a very long day.
KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Amanda, Democrat attorneys are laying out their case for impeachment against President Trump before the House Judiciary Committee. Chairman Jerry Nadler says the facts are clear.
Every fact alleged by the whistleblower has been substantiated by multiple witnesses, again and again.
Republicans say none of the witnesses have been able to corroborate any claims of wrongdoing in the Ukraine controversy. We have breaking news at this hour. Former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker has died at age 92. He headed the Fed during the Carter and Reagan administrations, turning a position little known outside financial circles into a national political circle, a national political figure. Once again, Paul Volcker, age 92. Investigators looking into whether the Saudi airmen who opened fire at Naval Air Station Pensacola Friday acted alone. President Trump says having Saudi military training in the U.S. has been going on for decades.
I guess we're going to have to look into the whole procedure. We'll start that immediately.
The airmen reportedly posted online he objected to American attacks on Muslims around the world. And five are dead, others missing and feared killed after a volcanic eruption on White Island off the coast of New Zealand. Evacuations were ordered.
A number of people have burns as a result of the eruption.
Some on the island were tourists from a cruise ship. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Lots of clouds today, but we shouldn't have to battle that fog like we did last week.
Yesterday's storm brought rain and then a rain mixing with snow and then snow. But the best news of all about the storm yesterday is that the skies cleared. The air quality did improve. It got much better. We were hoping for that, and that has certainly been the case. At this point, we're looking at much better air quality along the Wasatch Front, seeing a lot of green dots there.
Grant says our high temperatures this week are only going to be in the upper 30s and lower 40s with overnight lows in the mid-20s. Looks like another storm is in just for the end of the work week.
The House Judiciary Committee is considering articles of impeachment, or will be. A hearing began an hour ago and is expected to last most of the day.
But is this the right political course for Democrats? Boyd Matheson is the host of Inside Sources from 11 to noon on KSL News Radio. We only give you the easy questions, right? Amanda asked this question of Aaron Katursky earlier this morning. Is this meant to sway Democrats that may be on the fence, or is this really for the public consumption?
Yeah, it is definitely public consumption. They're trying to get back to swaying the public opinion on this thing. The articles have pretty much already been drawn up. Nancy Pelosi called for them, obviously, last week, which I thought was a mistake for her to make that call last week, because this hearing today hadn't taken place. In other words, the evidence had not been given to the committee yet.
And the committee hasn't seen them yet. I mean, they haven't been officially drawn up yet, have they?
I'm sure they have been drawn up. I'm sure they have not been made available to all the members of the committee yet. So I think a lot of this has been cooked for quite some time. And that's really what you're seeing today. You're seeing mostly the Republicans protesting, doing a lot of procedural moves. I think it's very sad that mostly what we're going to hear today is from staff. staff members. Congress needs to do its job. They need to leverage the lawyers, leverage the people who have the insight. That's great. I'm all for that. But a lot of this is to prevent really moving it forward. We've got 30 minutes of opening statements from staff lawyers on both sides. Then you'll have another 45 minutes of each side. Again, mostly staff asking staff questions. None of those people are elected by the people. And so there are a lot of process questions. But again, ultimately, they're going to get to articles of impeachment, which the Judiciary Committee is likely to vote on before the end of this week, setting up, as we've been saying for 2.5 months now, there will be a vote most likely the week of the 16th.
So they want to get all this done before Christmas. And part of this, not a big part of it, is that the Iowa caucuses are coming up in February. And if when it goes to the Senate, there are senators that are running for the presidency that need to be out there on the campaign trail.
Yeah, less than 60 days to Iowa, if you can believe that. I know some of us are already counting down to November of 2020. Yeah. So
let's
we
just
can
get it
behind
over.
Let's get right. moving on. But there are some interesting ramifications for the Democrats and for the Republicans, obviously, as this goes through the political part of the process. You're starting to see some interesting number ticks in terms of polling in places like Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, swing states, where early on this was a real positive for Democrats in that state. It is now ticking downward. And actually, President Trump has gotten stronger in each of those three states over the last 2 months. So, again, the Democrats are going to have to weigh, where does this really take it? Does this ensure that we lose the White House and possibly the House in 2020? And again, the flip side, if the Republicans are just all in and all impeachment as well, not focused on jobs, economy, and the work of the American people, it could be an exhausting, and I think that's where we are, an exhausting 2020. But really interesting, Ken Burns made an interesting comment over the weekend. He said it's the exhaustion. As he looks at things historically, when we've been divided as a nation, exhaustion is actually our friend. We're going to talk about that today.
Oh.
It may actually be the thing that causes the rebound that reunites the country.
In the brief time we have left, what do you expect from the Inspector General's report today? What are you looking forward to hearing from that, Boyd?
Yeah, I don't know that there'll be a lot in there. Again, a lot of political posturing there. And you've even got Mr. Barr, you know, who is sort of not in line with his own inspector general. So I'm not quite sure what we're going to see out of that report. We'll have to take a look at that as the day rolls on and then circle back with you, because I'm not sure there's going to be anything significant either way. I think it'll be a pretty report.
Is that significant, that it's not significant?
I think it's important. I think it's important because it should give the American people more confidence in the process. And that's the thing that matters to me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still another investigation coming on the heels of that, if that's not enough for you today. Inside Sources coming up with Boyd between 11 and noon today and every day, Monday through Thursday on KSL.
And we'll check traffic in 2 minutes.
If you've ever contemplated replacing your heating and cooling system, this message is for you. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and here's the thing. Unless you purchase an extended warranty, a 10-year limited warranty is usually the best a manufacturer is willing to offer on their equipment. That's because all of their data shows that the average lifespan of your system is, you guessed it, 10 years. All that being said, if your system is over 10 years old, chances are it's on borrowed time, and right now is a great time of year to replace your old, inefficient heating and cooling system. We've got discounts of $800. You can get 60 months zero interest financing, and for a limited time, we're throwing in a free 10-year extended parts and labor warranty. I know that sounds too good to be true, but it's true. 10 years of worry-free operation. Now, let me say that again. You can get discounts of $800. You can get 60 months zero interest financing, and we're kicking in a free 10-year extended parts and labor warranty. Pick up the phone and call Any Hour Services today. 801-443-7600. That's 801-443-7600. Any Hour Services.
Physical dependence on opioids can happen in just 7 days. To find more ways to start the conversation, visit useonlyasdirected.org.
Save hundreds, even thousands, during the holiday piano sale at the Piano Gallery Superstore in Murray. It's the biggest sale of the year at the largest piano showroom in Utah. Save big on grands, uprights, digitals, and players. Top brand names like Yamaha, Kanabi, Clavinova, and Disclavier. Instant financing available with 0% interest. Limited quantities available, so hurry in for best selection during the holiday piano sale. This week only at the Piano Gallery Superstore, I-15 and 53rd South.
The average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. At highway speeds, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time now, 8:09. Time for Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Andy Farnsworth, people still on the road headed to work, huh?
Yeah, and we still have delays, but they're thinning out a little bit on I-15. They don't start till 123rd South in Draper now, and they break up before you get to 72nd South. Now that the crash on the transition ramp to 215 is out of the way, that's making a big difference. Bangor Highway still has extra backups between 35th and 21st South. We've got some westbound delays on 33rd South as you come off I-15 and head out past that little golf course. Eric?
Still got a lot of northbound delays out of Saratoga Springs this morning heading up to 2100 North because of a crash that's still right there. Only one lane getting through, and they're actually using the shoulder. And now you've got also eastbound delays over on Pioneer Crossing and Lee Heights Main Street. The Pioneer Crossing delays were from an earlier crash, and you've got a lot of Redwood Road northbound delays leading up to that Pioneer Crossing intersection. Heather?
The only delays for Davis County drivers is on U.S. 89 south, actually northbound, between 200 North in Kaysville up to Cherry Lane. And then for those of you on I-15, speeds are much improved between Ogden and North Salt Lake. But once you get to Beck Street in Salt Lake County, then you're going to hit the brakes all the way into downtown. You also have some slowdowns exiting Legacy Parkway onto I-215's West Belt. Everyone's favorite holiday classic comes to life in the all-new touring production, A Charlie Brown Christmas, live on stage at the Eccles Theater December 21st. Tickets at liveattheeccles.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's find out about the forecast. Over to you, Grant.
Well, the storm that came through yesterday, the good news, the air quality is so much better today. We can breathe easy. You get good air to report. A lot of clouds, though. High temperatures topping out at 39 and then partly cloudy 39 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let's see. Only a couple of degrees off the expected high today. It's been warm this morning, 37.
We'll get a preview of David Dujanovic coming up in a moment right here on KSL News Radio.
Right now, though, we are looking forward to a conversation with Connor Cummington. He is the associate conductor of the Utah Symphony. Thanks for joining us in studio today.
My pleasure.
You've got some fun things coming up for the holidays, and it gets started pretty quickly tomorrow night.
Yeah, we do. We have a really fantastic concert with Celtic Woman. They're an incredible – I think they're actually the most successful all-female Irish group ever. I was looking up – they have some 12 consecutive Billboard number ones, over 1 billion online streams.
There's three of them, right?
Yeah, there's three of them. And this is actually their third time that they've been to Utah, only in the past, I think, 4 years. And they really do well every year. And I was looking at the ticket sales. There's only, I think, less than 100 seats left. So
for someone who has no idea what this is, can you describe it for them? I mean, most people know they're fiddlers. Is that an appropriate term?
Yeah, they are. They're kind of Irish fiddlers.
Yes.
And it's such fantastic music, and they're being backed up by the great Utah Symphony.
Yes.
And it's kind of a combination of the traditional carols that we all know and love with also some traditional Irish carols as well thrown in there. And they, kind of go over some of the Irish Christmas traditions and things like that.
And I've never seen them live, but I've seen their shows that have aired on PBS. Mm-hmm. They've done some for PBS in the past. And they really are. The crowd actually really gets into it, and you feel like you've had a cultural experience when you walk out.
Yeah, they're definitely an incredible group and amazingly popular, even especially here as well.
So that's tomorrow night. And then the Celebration of Christmas concerts are Friday and Saturday the 13th and 14th. Tell us about those.
Sure. So those are a traditional Masterworks subscription concert. The first half is a little bit more traditional. We have Rossini's La Gazzaladra Overture, or Bernstein's classic symphonic dances from West Side Story, and also a beautiful piece by Samuel Barber, Die Natale, which is this fascinating kind of – it's really impressive what he does compositionally with these traditional carols like God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen and Silent Night, but he changes them up in different ways. And then on the second half, we have – our chorus, symphony chorus director, Barlow Bradford, conducting a lot of arrangements of his own choruses with the incredible Utah Symphony Chorus.
Mm. All right, and that's just a couple of the things that are coming up for the holiday season. There's another one that Harry Potter fans are going to want to hear about, but we'll hold that till we talk to you again later in the hour. What do you suggest if they want tickets for tomorrow night? Because you said there are only a few left.
There's not too many left, yeah, so you go to utahsymphony.org.
UtahSymphony.org. Connor, we'll look forward to talking to you again within the hour. The associate conductor for the symphony joining us in studio this morning.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. When the IRS invades your life, It's never good news.
I owed roughly $34,000.
$61,000.
When the IRS first contacted me, I was horrified.
Don't face the IRS alone. Don't trust just anyone.
Once I signed on with Jordan, I never talked to the IRS again.
It changed our lives.
You need someone to fight for you. Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. That's TaxHelpUT.com.
KSL News Time, now 8:14. Let's get a look at our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Lawyers for both Republicans and Democrats have begun laying out the evidence for and against impeachment. The hearing taking place before the House Judiciary Committee. Chairman Jerry Nadler says the president's dealings with Ukraine went well beyond the scope of the office.
No matter his party or his politics, if the president places his own interests above those of the country, he betrays his oath of office.
Republicans like Ranking Member Doug Collins are scoffing at the entire process and say it doesn't matter what's presented today. The articles of impeachment will be drafted regardless.
I appreciate that the majority practiced for 2 days this weekend on this hearing. I appreciate that the fact that you got to try and get it right to try and convince the American people of your problem. But your speaker's already undercut you. She took the thrill out of the room.
Also in Washington today, the report on the origins of the Russia investigation will be released.
This new long-awaited report has extraordinary implications for the reputation of the FBI, and we'll try to answer some of the allegations President Trump has made against the Bureau and the Justice Department about the origins of the Russia probe.
That's ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas. There are still several tourists missing on an island off the coast of New Zealand where a volcano erupted unexpectedly over the weekend, killing five, leaving at least 18 hurt. New Zealand Deputy Police Commissioner John Timm says they've so far been unable to check on those unaccounted for.
Due to the current risk, emergency services are unable to access the island.
Fast start to the flu season this year. Cases are showing up much earlier than in the past. So what about protecting yourself at this stage of the game? Will a flu shot do any good?
People need to know it is absolutely not too late to get the vaccine. It takes 1 to 2 weeks to get the full protection. But again, flu season goes through April.
That's ABC News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton. Elevated flu activity expected to be in effect for weeks. You're listening to ABC News.
We appreciate your texts here at KSL. You can text us anytime you want to on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. We had a question about the coverage of the hearing. You can see or hear the hearing in its entirety on the KSL Extreme line at KSLNewsRadio.com. By the way, you can text us when it's safe at 57500.
Dave Noriega joins us in studio here. Of course, Dave and Dujanovic coming up at the top of the hour. You've got this tax thing all figured out, huh?
Don't worry about it. I got it all figured out. It's fantastic. It's super easy to understand. Well, unless you're talking about where this money comes from, where it goes, it's difficult. I get this. But a couple weeks ago, we were talking to legislators, and they were talking about an $80 million tax cut. Mm-hmm. Well, now they've rearranged the numbers. They've gone back, knocked out the calculator a little bit more, and now we're talking about $160 million, nearly double the original proposed tax cut. And they're looking at it and saying, well, you know, we reworked the numbers and found that we're doing even better than we thought. There's more money available, so we could pass along even greater savings to the taxpayers. Now, what a lot of people are asking is, well, if there's so much money out there, why do we need to change everything up? Aren't we just enjoying these huge surpluses, and where should that money go?
Yeah.
And here's the question we're asking on the show today. Starting at 9, do you want that money back? Do you want that $160 million to come back into your pocket? Or do you want to, as say the Democrats are saying, do you want it to just go to education? Don't return it to the people. Give it to the teachers.
Because as they're giving it back, they're also cutting other things.
Well, and increasing others as well. So the idea is we're going to give the taxpayers back some money. We're going to lower the income tax that you owe.
But
then we're going to increase sales tax. We're going to increase food tax. We're going to increase gas tax. So the idea is we're going to give you back some money, and then we're going to take it in other ways.
So what this enables them to do then is have the same amount of money coming in, but they can distribute it and use it in different ways than they were constitutionally tied to.
But exactly. Do we know it's the same amount of money?
This is the pitch. This is what they're claiming, that it will be a net zero. So whatever tax I give you from income tax, state income tax, I'm going to take back in sales tax and gas tax and food tax. So you're going to be paying the same. You're not going to be getting a big fat check. You're just going to get the same amount of money ultimately by the end of the year as you're doing your calculations.
My only concern, Dave, is why are they – it feels a little rushed, or am I wrong in saying that? Why not wait till the full session and allow it to be debated and discussed at length?
Part of the reason they want to do a special session, and it would happen this week, is they want to be able to give this kind of rebate to people this tax season. So if they wait until the regular legislative session, then we don't get that tax break until 20. Yeah.
You know, we're careful people, we Utahns. I mean, I think we'd rather get it right than have a tax rebate, don't you think?
Well, and the concern is that this is going to affect the lower income families more because they have to buy food. They may have been paying less in income tax, but now they're going to be paying more tax because they have to buy food.
And it may be that this is the correct plan, but since we are careful people, I don't know. That's my hesitation. And I just asked that question.
Which is in part why they want to get it done right now, Tim, as you mentioned, for lower income or medium income families. If you get it passed right now, that means you get the money back to be able to pay the gas tax and the food tax and all the other taxes and the service tax.
Theoretically. Yeah. Oh, good discussion. We'll look forward to it. Coming up, David DeJoy.
And we'll look forward to a whole new conversation again this morning starting at 9.
Let's see. Just after 8:19, Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic on I-15 is beginning to improve a little bit now, but you've still got some stop and go between Bangor and 106 South. Bangor itself still backed up between 35th and 21st South. And we got an accident out in West Jordan, 7800 South, about 5700 West. It's between Mountain View Corridor and the Smiths there on 7800 South. Eric?
Our crashes have cleared in Utah County out of Saratoga Springs, but the delays remain. It's actually getting a lot better, a lot quicker on Redwood Road northbound up to 2100 North, where you had one crash. But on the other hand, Saratoga Springs drivers heading east on Pioneer Crossing, it's still very slow all the way over to Saratoga Road. In fact, the backup on Redwood Road to that Pioneer Crossing intersection, that's also pretty significant. Lehigh's Main Street also slow approaching Saratoga Road. I-15, no trouble from Provo to Lehigh. Heather.
We are almost back to a 32-minute commute from Ogden to downtown Salt Lake. Just a few brake lights remaining between Beck Street and downtown Salt Lake, adding an extra minute or two to your commute. US 89 also greatly improved. No more delays heading north out of Fruit Heights into Layton. And you've had a good drive all morning long on I-84 if you're heading to or from the mountains around Mountain Green. Audiences call The Fighting Preacher Beyond Good a must-see and a masterpiece. Own your copy of T.C. Christensen's best film yet, The Fighting Preacher. DVD is only $16.99 at Siegel Book. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. It's time for a peek at that 7-day forecast with some more precipitation, looks like, coming for the weekend.
A lot of clouds hanging around today, but better air quality, and we're up to 39. Partly cloudy 39 tomorrow, and then more clouds Wednesday up to 40. Partly cloudy 41 on Thursday. We'll see some rain showers on Friday. High temperatures also 40. Rain and snow Saturday 40, and then snow showers possible Sunday 33. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
All right, let's see what the current temperature is downtown. It is 37 degrees.
You're still trying to figure out that tax
thing,
aren't
you? And I think Dave's right. They have had hearings since last year, so maybe I'm wrong to say it's rushed.
Yeah.
Maybe they've had hearings since last year, and they've had debates since last year. And so
people just haven't paid close attention to it up until now when it's about ready to take effect.
It's a good thing that people more experienced than me make these decisions.
Hey, look, let's talk about peace of mind during this month of December and the holiday season. You have so many things to do, cleaning, decorating, cooking, baking, shopping, writing. I don't even want to list them all. But maybe you've got family coming over for the holidays, and your home is the place that's been designated as the gathering spot. If you're worried about your carpet being just right, Zero Res wants to help by taking care of that the right way the first time.
Right. Without soaps and without harsh or toxic chemicals, which, you know, makes your floors clean and safe for the kids and the pets that are going to be lying around on the Christmas, you know, floor and playing with games and gifts down there. That's why you call Zero Res.
Yeah. And you think about this time of year with all the mess outside, the ice melt, the rock salt, the snow, the mud, the rain, that all ends up on your carpets. This time of year, we tend to need it more than ever. And the last thing you need is something like that to stress you out. Trust Zero Res with the carpet cleaning. It's the one thing you can cross off your list.
A gift from Zero Res for the holidays. They'll clean 3 rooms of carpet for just $33 each, and Zero Res will add a 4th room cleaned for free. Restrictions may apply.
Call Zero Res today at 801-288-ZERO or search online for Zero Res Carpet Cleaning.
Here's an unexpected holiday surprise. A flash sale on all earrings at Diamonds Direct. This weekend, 25% off. This is something we never do, but we made a last-minute decision. All earrings marked down an incredible 25%. Diamond studs. Diamond hoops. Colored gemstone earrings. All included. It is one truly epic earring event. What woman doesn't love a nice pair of diamond stud earrings for Christmas? Make it happen this weekend and save an unprecedented 25%. Special financing available too. Friday through Sunday only. And only at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct just decided to squeeze in one more incredible event before Christmas. A flash sale on all earrings. This weekend. Yes! Save an unprecedented 25% off all earrings at Diamonds Direct. Get Diamonds Direct's unbeatable price plus an extra 25% savings. All diamond studs are included. So this is huge. Special financing too. Guys, you can never go wrong with a nice pair of diamond stud earrings. And you've never seen prices this low. It's Friday through Sunday only. A truly epic earring event at Diamonds Direct.
6400 South.
For over 53 years now, the people of the Western Nut Company have been manufacturing unsurpassed quality fresh nut gifts and baskets for any occasion. In our family, this is an absolute tradition. And you know, the great thing about the Western Nut Company, you will find something for literally everybody. That hard-to-buy-for person, trust me. Inside the Western Nut Factory store at 434 South on 3rd West, you're going to find just the right item. For the people you work with, for the people in the neighborhood, for your family and friends, you are going to love Western Nut. The price, the quality, and the freshness simply can't be beat. And just in case you can't make it to the factory store, which, by the way, is magical at this time of year, you'll find the Western Nut Company holiday gift centers in our finer malls in the area. And don't forget, you can order online at westernnut.com. That's Western Nut with one N.com.
Russian Olympians are taking some time off. Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, the World Anti-Doping Agency is banning Russia from major international competitions for the next 4 years after finding evidence of drug test tampering in Moscow laboratories. This knocks Russia out of next year's 2020 Tokyo Olympics, the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics, and the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar. World champion gymnast Ivan Stetovich, through a translator.
Russia is too strong as a country. Therefore, there will always be talks of some sort. Because we are strong competitors, let them say whatever they want.
Well, Russian athletes who clear drug screening may apply to compete under a neutral flag. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
For watching Utah's Money, KSL Drives, brought to you by UCCU's Buy or Relax Auto Loans. The average price of a gallon of regular gas in the U.S. dropped a penny over the past 2 weeks. Utah's average price sits at $2.87 a gallon.
We are happy to have the associate conductor for the Utah Symphony in studio with us today, Connor Cummington. We were telling you at the top of the hour about Celtic Women, which will happen tomorrow, and the celebration of Christmas concert on Friday and Saturday the 13th and 14th. But Connor, I want to talk about this Harry Potter and the Order of Phoenix film in concert. For somebody that's never gone to one of these, I happen to have seen one. It's really a fun night if you're a fan of the movie.
Yeah, it's a completely different experience than hearing it or seeing it in the movie theater. The kind of energy and the sound that you get coming off of the stage is something that's really unique that you really can't recreate in the theater. So it's a lot of fun. And this is we're actually doing all 8 Harry Potter movies over several years. So this is the fifth, I guess.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we're in the midst of our Harry Potter cycle. And it's a lot of fun for me and the orchestra.
I want people to know, too, if you are a symphony goer, but you've never been to one of these, this is an entirely different symphony experience than you've ever had, too.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, the music to these movies is really, really fantastic. And you begin to realize when you're seeing the movie with the score being played live, how much the score really adds to the movie. There's a, you know, I had a friend who saw John Williams do a performance at the Hollywood Bowl a couple summers ago, and they did a scene from Indiana Jones, and they just played the scene with no music. And then they did the same scene again with the music to show what it adds. And it's just, it's unbelievable, especially with, you know, somebody like John Williams. The movie just seems empty without that kind of music. And it's similar with the Harry Potter movies.
Here's what happens to people. And we don't have much time here, but here's what happens to people I know that have gone to do it. They didn't consider themselves symphony fans, but they find out that they were big fans of the movie in part because of the music, and all be darned if they don't enjoy sitting and watching the symphony.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible. It's really kind of almost like sensory overload, because of course you have the movie that you know and love, and then also right below it you have this unbelievable orchestra playing the score live to the film. So it's a really amazing experience.
I remember going to see one of the Star Wars films, and I literally I got tears in my eyes. Because it was just to hear that dun 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 dun, you know, to hear that.
It's so big.
It was so big, and to see it, but to hear it in person was emotional.
Yeah, it's completely different than hearing it in the lot, or you know, in the movie theater. And can you imagine watching those words scrolling down the screen without that music?
No.
I mean, it wouldn't be anything.
I want to tell people, to get tickets for any of these events, you need to go to utahsymphony.org. Remember, that Celtic Women performance is tomorrow night, though, so it's utahsymphony.org.
We'll talk to you again in a second, Connor. I want to invite people to join me and bring your quarters for Christmas donations to Walmart at 3180 South and 5600 West this Friday from 1 to 3.
We're a bit late here. Let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Here's Andy.
I-15 delays improving, but we still have some stop and go between 114th and 106 South, as well as that crash cleanup at the South Interchange. Eric?
No problems on the freeway, Utah County, but plenty of slowdowns eastbound on Pioneer Crossing heading out of Saratoga Springs. Heather?
The only delay for Davis County drivers is southbound 15 between Beck Street and downtown Salt Lake. Toyota Bountiful, their gift to you this holiday season, more than the max on your trades. Get the most for your vehicle in Bountiful. They'll put a smile on your face. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together. Let's check that forecast.
A lot of clouds hanging around today, but the air quality is good after yesterday's storm. We're up to 39. Partly cloudy and 39 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:31.
37 degrees.
Still have delays on the freeways, but they're clearing up. By Mandy Farnsworth.
House impeachment inquiry. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Democratic attorneys are making their impeachment case against the president.
KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Amanda, the attorney for the Republicans, Steve Castor, is speaking right now to the hearing.
He run on an anti-corruption platform, but he was an untried politician with a relationship to a controversial Ukrainian oligarch.
Attorneys for the House Democrats, they were making their case to impeach President Trump before the Judiciary Committee.
It is clear and overwhelming that in abusing that power, the president betrayed the national interest by putting his own political prospects over the national security of our country.
Republicans say the Trump administration withheld Ukraine aid over corruption concerns, the same as the Obama administration. Articles of impeachment may be ready by the end of the week. President Trump ordering a review of the program allowing Saudi military to train in the U.S. after Friday's deadly attack at Naval Air Station Pensacola. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz telling ABC,
"Of course, what happened in Pensacola has to inform on our ongoing relationship with Saudi Arabia."
The shooting by the Saudi lieutenant killed three American service members. And China saying they want to reach a trade agreement with the U.S. as soon as possible. This comes as reports say both sides are near a deal. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow.
Talks around the clock right now. We are close. We're not quite there yet.
He says some complicated issues still remain to be worked out. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. The dirty, gunky, unhealthy air is gone.
Good air to report today, even though we will keep mostly cloudy skies around. We'll get more sunshine tomorrow, though. Really nice looking day. Gets up to around 40. Nothing terribly cold this week, in fact, as we're about 40 just about each day this week. Next storm in sight looks like the end of the week, and at this point, it still looks like we'll be in for some valley rain showers.
Grant says yesterday's storm finally did what the previous ones could not, cleaning out the gunk.
A house in Salt Lake County is more expensive than ever. It's because more people from out of state are moving here. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has the numbers.
Third quarter 2019, home prices in Salt Lake County rose to $386,000. That's $100,000 more than just 5 years ago. It is still cheaper than Seattle and San Francisco, so people are moving here and making our prices go up. But inventory is the lowest it's been in 20 years. Couples and young families who hope to stay in Salt Lake are moving to other counties instead. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Let's go in depth on our top local story. Salt Lake Board of Realtors President Scott Robbins joins us live on the KSL Newsline to talk about home prices. Sort of a double-edged sword, isn't it, Scott?
It can be in some situations, for sure. We definitely love the people coming to our state, but prices do definitely keep going up.
You know, Tim and I talk about this, about how we're happy that the value of our homes is going up, but if we sell, then we'll have to buy a house that's also equally more expensive.
In some situations, yes, but, you know, with the market the way it is and home prices increasing, it's definitely a sign of a very healthy market. And kind of what I alluded to in the article is comparing to other cities and states, we're definitely still more affordable. And that one example where I had one couple who both were working, they sold their home in L.A. and they came here. They sold their 1,300 square foot home for 1.1, and they came here and bought a 5,000 square foot home for 700,000. And one of them is going to stop working to raise the children.
Wow!
So yeah. I mean, for them, they're just like, this is a lifestyle change. This is a no brainer. You know,
boy, that's hard to digest. 1,300 square feet, 1.1 million.
I know.
Sold for
right.
Down there. I raised my kids in a home that was 1,600 square feet, and, right. You know, to be smaller than that for that kind of price is crazy. Where do we go from here? Can it just keep going up? I know part of the reason that the prices are high is because inventory is low.
Inventory is low, and that's we just need more inventory to kind of balance things out. You're right. It's been at an all-time high, and we're seeing the effects of that in the sense of it's just taking longer sometimes for buyers to find a home because, I mean, I took some folks out this weekend, and normally I would be able to show them maybe 8 to 10 homes in their area that they wanted, and I really only had 4. And now we wait. So we just have to wait for new inventory to come on and go see it quickly is when we do.
What's the effect on young couples looking for homes?
You know, that's a great question. It is starting to affect them because I think for young couples, they save a lot, and both of them are typically working, which allows them to afford and to buy a home. And then, as you know, just in life, you know, usually children may come, and then you have to have that conversation of, well, is one going to stay home and raise the children, or are we going to try to both work? And that's definitely... You know, it has to be part of the discussion for young couples if they plan on having a family.
Yeah, it's tough with the median price being at the 385 mark for young couples to be thinking about buying that first home. Scott, thank you for that. We've enjoyed looking at the report this morning from the Salt Lake Board of Realtors, their president, Scott Robbins, helping us to sort all this out this morning.
And we'll check your traffic and weather coming up in 2 minutes.
Anyone planning on going skiing this holiday season? I don't know about you, but I can't wait to hit the slopes. You know what's a hassle to deal with when you're zipping down the slopes? Glasses and contacts. Let me tell you something. Glasses and goggles don't mix. If you're looking for improved vision without the hassle of glasses and contacts, LASIK at Hoops Vision should be at the tippy top of your wish list this holiday season. The most advanced vision correcting technology in the hands of experienced surgeons. That's what you'll get at Hoops Vision. Book your VIP consultation now and ask about $800 off LASIK or other qualifying vision correction options. And time is running out, so don't forget to use those flex spending dollars before they expire. Book your free consultation now to find out more about the life-changing benefits of living the lens-free life. Call today, 877-30-LASIK or hoopsvision.com. That's 877-30-LASIK or visit them online at hoopsvision.com.
Do you wait till the end of the year to do all your shopping so you get the very best deal? The wait is over. It's sign then drive time at Volkswagen Southtown. Our year-end sign then drive sale is our biggest sale of the year. Sign then drive means zero down, zero security deposit, and zero first month's payment on any new car at Volkswagen Southtown. Lease the 2019 Jetta for only $199 a month with zero down. Lease the 2019 Atlas for only $389 a month with zero down. How about the Tiguan for zero down? The Golf GTI for zero down? The gorgeous Arteon for zero down? Get any new Volkswagen for zero down, zero security deposit, and zero first month's payment at Volkswagen Southtown. Want a used car? Volkswagen Southtown has all makes and models starting at zero down. Trade in your car today and Volkswagen Southtown will buy it for its original base MSRP, deducting only for mileage, manufacturer incentives, and any damage. Don't miss this sale. Unlock our last chance discounts at VWSouthtown.com. Financing through VCI. Buyback offer for 2010 and newer. Highlands excluded. Call 801-666-4977 for details.
8:39, let's take another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Back over to you, Andy.
And I'm seeing slowdowns on I-15 still between Bangor and 123rd South. There's a little bit of delay as you try to switch from I-15 onto 215 in Midvale as they clean up a crash, and slowdowns along Redwood Road and Bangor Highway at 6200 South still there but starting to thin out. Eric?
You still got a lot of eastbound slowings on Pioneer Crossing up from Saratoga Springs over to Saratoga Road as you get go from Saratoga Springs into Lehigh. But at least you have alternates right now. You can go over on Lehigh's Main Street. Eastbound traffic's not that bad getting over to the freeway. And Redwood Road, where we had an accident earlier approaching 2100 North, that's all in good shape now. Down in Provo, you've got some city street congestion, 500 West at 800 North, between 800 North and Center Street. Heather?
Looks like we're back to freeway speed. Southbound I-15 from Ogden to Salt Lake. Same story on US 89. We never had delays on Legacy Parkway. And you've got pretty good drive going on all the city streets right now through Weber and Davis counties. Deseret Book is your nativity destination. Shop one of the largest selections in the country. More than 350 nativities from 24 countries, many exclusive to Deseret Book. See them all at Deseret Book. Heather Kelly and the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. I think these clouds are going to clear out at some point, bringing us some sunshine later in the afternoon.
We're looking at mostly cloudy skies today after the stormy weather from yesterday has gone away. High temperatures not going to be terribly cold, right up to about 39 degrees. Expect to near the average high for this time of year. More the same tomorrow, too. We'll get more sunshine. Partly cloudy skies and also 39. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let's see if we're still at 37 degrees. We are downtown.
I was so sad to hear about the loss of the man who did the voice of Big Bird. What an incredibly talented, and not just Big Bird, but also he did Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah.
More on that story in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
And what the Utah tie.
Oh, yes, I love that. Yeah.
That's coming up at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for riding along this morning with Utah's news station.
I love sending these wonderful steaks from Omaha Steaks. At Christmas time, I have a couple of people in my family who are so hard to buy for. They are because they just have everything. And you know what? If they don't have it, they'll buy it themselves. And they'll probably buy it better than I could ever pick it out. So I send them Omaha Steaks because I know they will love them. And it's like a special treat for them to have the best steak there is.
It's the gift that keeps on giving, yeah. Too. Omaha Steaks is sharing an amazing limited-time offer with KSL listeners, and there's still time to place your order for the holidays. Just go to omahasteaks.com. Make sure you enter the code KSL in the search bar to order the favorite gift package. It's the gift everyone will love for just $69.99.
And here's what you get. You get 4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignons, 4 premium pork chops, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers. You get those yummy potatoes au gratin, caramel apple tartlets, Omaha Steaks signature seasoning, a free 6-piece cutlery set and cutting board. All this delicious food, plus the free cutlery set they'll enjoy for years to come for only $69.99.
And a partridge in a pear tree. Omaha Steaks, the most tender, most flavorful, and you can only get steaks of this quality from Omaha Steaks. That's why they're called America's Original Butcher.
But don't wait. If you want to take advantage of this offer and get your gift there before the holidays are over, go to omahasteaks.com, type KSL into the search bar to order the gift everyone will love. Order the favorite gift package today.
Talking to your doctor about opioids can be a little intimidating. So don't think of me as your doctor. Think of me as
an educator. I love it when you ask questions.
A trusted voice and source of information.
Or whatever makes you feel comfortable, like a happy little cloud.
Because I want to help however I can. And I want you to ask me questions, like if you are at risk for addiction. So let's talk about opioids. I'm easy to talk to after all. Learn questions to ask and more at useonlyasdirected.org.
You've been hearing about it for years, but the future is now. This Wednesday, the doors of the new Tribe House will officially open, and business leaders from all over Utah will converge for the official grand opening. This new state-of-the-art Tribe House will soon become the epicenter of business in Utah. See what it's all about at the Tribe House Open House, Wednesday from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Take private tours of the new facility, enjoy food, drinks, live music, and prizes. To join them this Wednesday, go to decidetotribe.com and select the calendar. Decidetotribe.com.
What's the perfect gift to give this year? Without question, the answer is the gift of fitness. There is no better way of expressing how much you care. And during the Utah Home Fitness Give the Gift of Fitness sale, everything is on sale. Treadmills, ellipticals, home gyms, dumbbells, TRX suspension trainers, hypervolt massagers, big gifts, and stocking stuffers. Something for everyone and every budget. Best-selling Precor treadmills, 400 to 1,000 off. Make a great buy on rowers, bikes, stability balls, kettlebells, recovery rollers. They're all on sale. And on top of low prices, Utah Home Fitness has special financing options like 0% interest with approved credit. Give them something that will keep them strong and healthy all year long, working out in the comfort, the security, and the convenience of their home. Give the gift of fitness from Utah Home Fitness. Foothill Village, State Street in Sandy. Now at Station Park in Farmington, and always at UtahHomeFitness.com.
Dave and Eugenific.
Waking up this morning to a new proposal, $160 million income tax cut.
My question is, how much more is that in my pocket?
What if we give that money to education instead?
Today on Dave and Eugenific.
KSL News Time, 8:45. Let's get our top national stories.
The impeachment process is today in front of the House Judiciary Committee. Barry Burke, attorney for the Democrats, delivering an opening presentation in telling the committee that President Trump did try to get Ukraine to investigate his political rival, Joe Biden.
It is clear that the president risked corrupting our elections by inviting foreign interference to knock out an adversary to help his prospects in re-election.
The Democrats are trying to argue that President Trump thought he got away with the Ukraine interference and then used his power to interfere with the election. They call that abuse of power and an impeachable offense. Now, the Republicans say the whole thing is a sham and none of the president's actions amounted to anything approaching impeachment. Stephen Castor is the attorney for the Republicans.
To impeach a president who 63 million people voted for over eight lines in a call transcript is baloney.
The hearing going on today before the House Judiciary Committee. With continuing coverage, the House impeachment hearings. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The world lost an iconic voice over the weekend. You may not know the name of Carol Spinney, but you certainly know Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch. He was the puppeteer behind them and died at the age of 85 yesterday.
We get more on the life of Spinney from ABC's Laura Spencer.
He gave life to two of the most beloved children's television characters of all time.
Oh, hello.
Big Bird, why are you doing that?
Just because.
Carol Spinney, the man behind Sesame Street's iconic Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch, for nearly 50 years.
I like being miserable. That makes me happy.
It does.
But I don't like being happy, so that makes me miserable.
Helping generations of children learn to count.
8, 9.
What's next?
10.
Oh, of course.
And read.
The first time I saw that, though, I didn't know it was the alphabet. I thought it was a word.
Combining education and comedy.
Wait a minute. Look at this. The horse's head is completely missing.
Oh, that is wonderful.
Helping kids face difficult subjects.
My home, my news.
Teaching them that their voices mattered.
I told you all along that there was a Snuffleupagus, my best pal.
Spinney once told the New York Times, most people forget what it's like to be a kid when they get older, but he never did, even when serving in the Air Force. He was born in Waltham, Massachusetts, and by the time he was 12, he had 70 puppets made by his mom. In 1969, he met Jim Henson at a puppeteer's convention, and a few months later, he got the gig on Sesame Street. He often joked that he was the most anonymous, famous person in America.
I think that because of all the hundreds of millions of children who have watched intently on their show, that I could feel that it's probably a little bit better a place. That's what I'd like to leave. call my legacy.
Overnight, Sesame Street became the first TV show to be awarded with a Kennedy Center honor.
Don't worry, Dad, it's not good enough for anyone else to hear. Just sing, why don't you sing a song?
The same day Sesame Street announced Spinney's death, the cast and creators wearing yellow feathers in memory of his honor.
I feel so attached to him from my childhood.
That puppeteer convention that Laura Spencer mentioned took place here in Utah.
Yeah.
And I love stories like that because serendipity comes along and I don't think if he was in a competition, he lost the competition. But Jim Henson goes backstage and says, I like what you did out there. And a few months later, his life is set in a total different course for the next 50 years.
Right.
And that'll tell you that if you do what you love somewhere along the line, sometimes breaks come your way.
Mm-hmm.
And the other part of the story that really touched me was the fact that, and I think it was the story said, by the time he was six, that his mother had made him 70 handmade puppets.
Oh, my goodness.
And you never know the things that you do with your children in their lives young that may affect them and direct them for the rest of their life. Mm. What a great story.
I love that.
KSL News Time is 8:49. Let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. How about a check from Andy Farnsworth?
Well, right now, if you're on I-15, then the drive is back to almost the full speed limit all the way from Point of the Mountain to downtown. There's still an extra couple of minutes of wait time around the 123rd South Draper exit. But it's clear finally at the 215 South interchange. We've got delays on Bangor right at the 21st South Freeway. That's a big improvement over earlier. And in Tooele County, all clear on SR-36. Eric?
In Utah County, I-15 rolling along right at normal speeds, 22 minutes northbound from Springville to Point of the Mountain. If you're out in Saratoga Springs, though, and you're trying to use Pioneer Crossing, you've still got a lot of delays approaching Saratoga Road in Lehigh. That's because of an earlier accident. It's been cleared, so it's starting to get a little bit better. But better still than that is Redwood Road, where you had an accident. It's all clear now heading north out of Saratoga Springs. Heather?
You're back to about a 32-minute commute if you're leaving Ogden right now. Now taking southbound I-15 into downtown Salt Lake. A few extra backups at some of the intersections on US 89, but they are greatly improved. And no problems on Legacy Parkway or I-215 to the airport. Ogden's Flooring and Design's Christmas sale is going on now. Save on carpet, laminate tile, luxury vinyl tile, and more. During December, receive special pricing on all granite countertops. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check that 7-day forecast with Grant.
A lot of clouds hanging around today, but much better air. That's certainly some good news here. We're up to 39, partly cloudy 39 tomorrow, and then clouds on Wednesday. We're up to 40, 41 Thursday, partly cloudy skies. Then on Friday, rain showers, good bet. High temperatures at 40. We'll see some rain and snow on Saturday, 40. And then snow showers a possibility on Sunday with a high of 33. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, 37 degrees.
Back in studio with us now, Connor Covington is the associate conductor for the Utah Symphony. And they have got a busy schedule coming up for the next several weeks leading up to Christmas. Starting tomorrow night with the Celtic Women. I mentioned that I had seen some of their concerts, I believe on PBS. It's the only place I can think that maybe I saw them, but they are sensational. And you mentioned that even over some of the more well-known maybe names in Irish music, that they may be the top seller, the most popular ever?
Yeah, I think definitely in terms of being an all-women's group, they're definitely the most successful ever. And yeah, I mean, they have sold a lot of music, and I, one of the most incredible statistics I saw is that there have been over 1 billion streams of their songs.
Wow.
which is pretty incredible. They're a really amazing group.
Three beautiful ladies.
They
too.
Are, and they're at Abravanel Hall tomorrow night with the Utah Symphony.
Yes.
And they're a thrill to watch. They're just a thrill.
Yeah. It's really a pleasure to have them here. And like I said, I think this is the third time in 4 years that they're coming back because people keep demanding it and wanting it. And so it's great for us to have them back.
Yeah. You have Celebration of Christmas concerts coming up on the 13th and 14th. That's a Friday and Saturday night. And then December 19th, 20th, and 21st, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix film. Tell me just in brief terms what goes on for the conductor in that set. I've always wondered how you hit your marks and not slow down the movie, make a misstep in the movie.
Well, once the movie is going, it's going. So it's my job to stay with it, basically.
Is there a click tape or something?
Yeah, so I have, most movies I have kind of headphones in my ears that give me a click for the tempo. But the Harry Potter movies, I won't actually. For whatever reason, they prefer that the conductor not have that. So I have a screen in front of me that tells me when the next cue is coming, and it's giving me kind of the tempo and each where I am in each bar, and it's my job to kind of stay with it. So it's a little bit of sensory overload. It's hard enough to conduct, just having the music occur naturally, but to force it to go with this movie that is not stopping for anybody is something else.
It's such a great time to introduce young people to the symphony. But I think for all symphony goers, going to one of these shows where the video is there along with the symphony players is just amazing.
Yeah, it's really a completely unique and different experience, and it's not anything like seeing the movie in the theater,
no.
Or definitely not at home. Like, the energy you get from the orchestra on stage is you can't be replicated anywhere else. And it's also it helps you to also understand and appreciate the importance of the music to the movie.
I'm sure the musicians love it too. UtahSymphony.org is the place to do it. UtahSymphony.org for tickets. Thanks for coming in this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for being here.
Have a great holiday season.
Thank you. You as well.
Hey, guys. Alex Curie and Scott Mitchell. You've heard us talking about our friends at Warner Vans. They are the Sprinter van experts here in the state of Utah. Heck, in the western United States, in the Sprinter van are those big vans you see out there on the road. But they're not all created equal, and not all big vans on the road are Sprinter vans. And right now, you can get a great deal. Up to $5,000 off select models. You just have to go 6 minutes west of Salt Lake City to Warner Vans, our friends out there.
They have over 100 Sprinters in stock, and this Sprinter van is the number one in North America. You got to go out and see why it is.
So in those 100 Sprinters that are in stock right now at Warner Vans, they include some of those harder-to-find four-wheel drive models. And that end-of-year 2019 models, you can get some awesome discounts, and you can get some great financing as low as 2.9% OAC. So come see why the Sprinter is number one in the world, and come see that amazing selection. Just drop by the folks at SprinterUtah.com. That's the website, SprinterUtah.com. It's Warner Vans. You don't want to miss this great deal you can get right now at the folks at SprinterUtah.com.
Let's take a quick look at KSL Drives here, brought to you by UCCU's BioRelax Auto Loans. Ford is recalling nearly 262,000 heavy-duty pickups because the tailgates can open unexpectedly. All the trucks included in the recall have an electric tailgate latch release that evidently could short out when water gets in there.
Time for Jazz Notes with Cleon Wall.
It's better to give than to receive during this time of year, but for the Jazz, it's better to receive and give thanks for this generous schedule this week.
It's a Festivus miracle!
Utah gets to play three teams under 500, starting with Oklahoma City tonight. The two teams last played in the first game of the season, and Donovan Mitchell was on fire.
The double team puts up the shot, takes it in.
Wow. He scored 32 points and pulled down 12 rebounds in that victory. Jazz then play Minnesota and Golden State later this week. And KSL Sports' Ben Anderson has possibly cracked the code on why Joe Ingles has struggled so far this season. Check out his great story at KSLSports.com. With Jazz Notes, I'm Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
When it was up to me to tune up the furnace and change the filters in the house, I procrastinated and forgot. That's embarrassing because I'm a heating and air conditioning contractor. I'd been keeping the place comfortable, but I didn't do the tune-up, so my filters were so plugged that the combustion chamber was either going to turn molten red or shut itself off. We woke up with icicles on our noses. That's why I created the Whipple Service Champions Extra Privilege Service Agreement. Now thousands of Whipple Service Champion Club members, me included, count on Whipple Service Champions for regularly scheduled tune-ups on our furnaces, air conditioners, plumbing, and electrical systems. When you become a club member, you get front-of-the-line service, big discounts, free tune-ups, free safety inspections, and the best technicians in town. I guarantee it. It's time to tune up your furnace now, so call 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, heating troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower!" Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. all in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty-colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988. 888-583-6988. 888-583-6988.
8:59, Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Andy?
Amanda, just a couple of heavy spots left, 104th and 90th South. Redwood Road a little bit slow right now near the 6200 South exit, or intersection, I should say. And 5600 West, still seeing some delays coming up on the 4100 South intersection because of an earlier crash. Eric?
We've got a new crash over on westbound I-80 right as you go to the ramps to go either northbound or southbound on I-15. So you may see some buildups there and some delays. But right now, it's not looking too bad. I-15 Utah County, northbound from Provo to Point of the Mountain, your normal 20-minute travel time. Heather?
Things are looking great through Weber and Davis County. Just a teeny bit of congestion on a couple of city streets in Roy and in Clearfield. Other than that, your major freeways are great heading to or from Salt Lake City. Get out of holiday chaos, escape into tranquility of a 70-degree rainforest with indoor rainstorms, flying birds, and tropical plants. What's the magical place? Tracy Aviary in Liberty Park. Visit tracyaviary.org. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Looking for a high today of 39, and we're already at 37 downtown.
Utah tax reform, we should really understand it, and Dave and Dujanovic will help us do that coming up next.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.